here's a story from The World.
Taiwan has weathered the coronavirus pandemic remarkably well. So has the Republic of Palau, the Pacific island nation 1,500 miles southeast of Taiwan. Setting up a travel bubble between the two islands made perfect sense. But as Kai McNamee reports from the Taiwanese capital, Taipei, making it work for tourists is easier said than done.
Taiwan has reported just over 1,000 coronavirus cases total. Palau has zero official cases. It's also one of Taiwan's few diplomatic allies. The travel bubble is basically a way for tourists from Taiwan to visit Palau without having to go into quarantine when they arrive. It got started on April 1st.
Good afternoon and welcome aboard the first inaugural flight to the Republic of Palau in this travel bubble that has been created.
This is from a video shot by Taiwanese travel vlogger Eleanor Jang. She hadn't left Taiwan in over a year when she got on that flight, and that's a long time for someone who's used to traveling a lot.
In the past, I would have traveled every, probably 3 to 4 months.
But she says the trip was not as straightforward as it used to be. There are some hurdles.
For example, number one is budget.
Jang says her 4-day vacation to Palau cost about $2,800. That's more than twice what it was in pre-pandemic days. She also had to shell out for COVID tests before and after the trip. Then there are the health requirements.
We had to make sure we had no travel history abroad for the past 6 months. Anyone who wanted to travel cannot have a COVID positive history.
And when returning to Taiwan, travelers must complete a 14-day period of self-health monitoring. That includes 5 days of avoiding crowds and public transportation. These trips to Palau are also restricted. You have to join a group tour offered by a select number of travel agencies, and all of your activities are limited to a set itinerary.
I would say I'd like to go back to Palau again, just in my own terms, because it was so confined this time.
Demand for the trips has dropped since the bubble opened. The airline offering those flights canceled a couple of its Palau trips because so few seats were booked. Taiwan's Ministry of Health is relaxing protocols for returning travelers, and travel agencies are offering discounts. EVA Airlines was planning to begin flights to Palau, but now they're waiting to see if the demand goes back up. Still, Oscar Andre Quieros, a pilot for EVA, says it's encouraging to see tourism return.
Brings you the mental idea that, people starting to travel. Now it is possible we can have a life after this.
Jason Wang is the director of Stanford University's Center for Policy, Outcomes, and Prevention. As slow as it's been to take off, the arrangement between Taiwan and Palau, he says, is a model for the rest of the world.
This is the way that the world is going to open up. Travel bubbles or corridors are going to get set up between countries that have contained the virus or have very low cases or have been vaccinated. And then slowly the bubble will grow.
Australia and New Zealand made a similar deal with each other. And Taiwan is considering opening bubbles with Singapore, Vietnam, and others. Still, Wang says there's a lot of details to consider when opening up borders to outside travelers.
You have to decide which places they could go. Do you only want them to visit the 10 places that you told them to go so that in case anything happened, you could, look into those 10 places? Or do you want them to mingle with your population?
He says governments will have to continuously fine-tune health protocols for each new bubble. And they also have to trust that each participant in any travel bubble scheme is being responsible and transparent. For The World, I'm Kai McNamee in Taipei.